Welcome back to another episode of TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. Today we'll be talking about the events that happened on the newest episode of This Is Us Season 5, Episode 6 to be exact. Now if you haven't watched this episode just yet, then listen at your own expense because there about to be some spoilers. Because this was a magnificent episode, one I think that can't surpass the previous one. The quality of this series just gets me every time. I mean, this episode gave me a whirlwind of emotions. Episode after episode is the same thing. It's nothing but quality. With all that being said, let's start off this episode with a clip from the beginning of the show.
This isn't the notebook.
And he is so right about that, because this isn't the notebook. I mean, she didn't have her years with William, and she didn't have her years with High, and she also didn't have her years with her own son, which was heartbreaking. Though this isn't the notebook, this storyline is still beautiful and mesmerizing. I love how they made Randall's mom's story so diverse. Like,
I cook, you eat.
That is iconic for me. When they brought her back to her hometown, I was like, okay, she chose to move on and not bring pain to her child. But at least she will be with her first love, who I think she loved more than William. But no, we don't get to see these nice things. Instead, she was 6 feet away from the person she was in love with and not be able to be with him. Like, that was just cruel. Either way, this story arc has been phenomenal. Even though she was unable to be with her son, the last scene, they displayed a connection between him and his mother, even after his mother passed, even after years of not knowing her and finally finding her and losing her all over again. It's just phenomenal. Let's play the clip.
I didn't even know I was looking for you. Now I found you and you're gone.
I'm sorry. I wish I could change everything. But I can't. And you know that. And all this sadness is weighing you down. You have my eyes. I see so much pain in them. Aren't you tired? You need to let the pain go.
I don't know how.
Yes, you do. Something I've been wanting to say to you for a long time. I love you. I love you.
I love you too.
That scene was played by phenomenal actors, because if it wasn't, we wouldn't have felt the way we felt just listening to it, just seeing it. It just resonated with us so much. It's like we felt that connection between them two. It's like the connection was there. No, whether or not he lost her, whether or not he was abandoned, whether or not, it's like all of that just didn't matter at that moment. That was them having their connection. With all that being said, we'll be back right after the break. From the start of me watching This Is Us, I initially thought that this show was mainly about Randall, but they tell everyone's story equally. Not do they tell it, they make you feel it. And that's something that I think This Is Us has accomplished on a greater level than I've ever seen before. Oh, and Beth? Beth is incredible, supportive, caring, and let's be honest, she's just gorgeous. She's dropped down gorgeous. Randall is so lucky to have her by his side. Like, she defines ride or die. But after watching this whole episode from beginning to end, that I realized that this show is just not about Randall. It's about two people, two imperfect people. How much love those two imperfect people, whoever they may be in this world, can have for one another. And when Randall said that, that's exactly how I felt. Let's play the clip.
What? You seem different. Lighter.
Like, I know my birth story, Beth. And it's not just getting left at a fire station. It's two people. Two imperfect people. Loved me.
And within those lines, that's the entire show. Flawed and regular people who made huge gestures and mistakes, all in the name of love. Randall may feel lighter, but us, the viewers, definitely feel heavier. Even so, please, somebody, give this man another Emmy or an Oscar, some type of award, another award. Because Sterling K. Brown, who plays Randall, killed it. Killed it. But not only him. Jennifer C. Holmes, who played Laurel, also need one. Like, come on. Even after all of this, I have one question. Did Randall's uncle fall alongside Jack and his brother? Did he? I guess we'll never know. But that doesn't mean we can't just assume that he did. And I think that's super cool. So add me on Instagram to let me know your thoughts and feelings about what was said today. Whether you agree or disagree, let me know on Instagram at lovemeso103. Well, that concludes today's segment. I am your host, Sherlandy Lewis on TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. See you next episode.